You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, time for a trending report. Well, an 18-point lead and even a successful Hail Mary at the end, those weren't enough. Our beloved Denver Broncos are now 0-2, losing at Mile High Stadium again. This time to the Washington Commanders. That's two home game losses. That sucks, man.
Pretty solid Hail Mary, though. We didn't really watch a lot of the game. We were doing some stuff around the house, but we came in at it from outside to watch the very end of it there, and Nick Nack was screaming, you know, of course.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, to miss the two-point conversion there at the end, that stung. That really stung.
Well, you know, it doesn't get any easier. Now the Broncos go on the road for a game on Sunday in Miami against the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are 2-0, so... we'll see.
Womp womp.
We need to at least mention that the Rockies took 3 out of 4 at Coors Field against the Giants this weekend. It's the first time all year that the Rockies have won a series against one of their divisional opponents, and the season is almost over. That is embarrassing. Now, if the Rockies want to avoid their first ever 100-loss season, Jeremy, they will need to win 7 of these last 13 games. They've got to go 7-6 at least the rest of the way. Can they do it?
Nope.
They start a series tonight in San Diego, so we'll see.
That sucks.
Top spot at the box office went to None 2.
Oh, really?
Very, very slow weekend. It made less than $15 million, and that was enough to be number one at the box office. Barely edging out A Haunting in Venice, the latest Agatha Christie mystery. I do want to go see that because I'm just a sucker for Agatha Christie mysteries.
We'll go.
No Powerball winner over the weekend, so tonight's drawing is going to hit like $638 million, something like that.
Wow.
America's falling out of love with cereal. I didn't think I would ever say that. You're not much of a cereal guy, though.
I'm really not, because really, if you read these boxes, it's just a bunch of crap, and I'm wondering if that's part of it. They're so sugar-filled and high fructose-filled.
Yeah, but you have no problem eating a chocolate-on-chocolate donut. What are you
talking about? I do, though. I really do.
Well, anyway, they said that, you know, there was a brief moment there during the pandemic when cereal sales stopped their skid and actually increased a little bit, but now it's going back down again. And I was reading about the story, and it says that it's purely because of these things. A, Americans are trying anyway, to get away from sugar and carbs, you know, if they can.
There it is.
And that's really all cereal mostly is.
That's all
right?
It is. So much
plus
sugar.
Plus, they said people are going for stuff on the go, like a breakfast bar or a smoothie or something like that.
Okay.
And so breakfast cereal is in trouble. Nobody mentioned the fact that it's flipping expensive as hell.
Right, and then you open that big box and the little bag in there is like half full. You know,
yeah.
You don't get that much. And
for what you get, it's like nothing.
I was reading, too, that the mascots, there was something about the mascots, wasn't it? They're not as iconic as they used to be, you know, and
oh,
not
really?
As appealing to kids and families. You're like, oh, Tony the Tiger, who? Who?
Oh, I guess. Yeah, that's interesting. Teen movies. What's your favorite teen movie of all time?
Probably Can't Hardly Wait with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is that on the list?
I don't see it in the top 20.
Well, that's dumb.
Entertainment Weekly put out a list of the 50 best teen movies of all time. Some of the usual ones you would expect are in there, like Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink. Footloose, but they also put Back to the Future as a teen movie, I guess.
Right.
I never really thought of it that way, but I guess it is. American Graffiti's in there. Dazed and Confused. Mean Girls. That's a good one.
All
I
right.
Actually like Mean Girls, too. That's a fun movie. So that's out if you care about that. I traveled this weekend, and I had no problems with my bags, although I will say anyone who flies into the Atlanta airport, they're not in a hurry to get your bags to you at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta. When I, you know, it takes a while to get from the plane to baggage claim, right? And even after all of that time to get there, it was still almost another hour before the bags came out.
Jeez.
And I know, and it's like, oh.
Well, it's the biggest, busiest airport in the nation, isn't it?
In the world.
In the world.
Actually.
Well, that's why.
But still, Denver's number 3 in the world, and they get the bags there pretty damn quick. Anyway, the reason I bring it up, because there's a story out of Europe where there's a Swiss airline, and they were having problems with lack of ground staff. They didn't have enough people on the ground to handle the baggage. So their answer was, we'll just take off without the bags. In other words, not one person on the flight had their bags loaded onto the plane.
Gotta make time.
They just wanted to get there. And here's the best part. They didn't tell the passengers until they were at the other end waiting at baggage claim for 2 hours.
Ooh,
and then somebody walked out and said, well, we never put your bags on the plane.
Holy cow. There's some Google reviews coming their way.
It says in this story, Jeremy, it's unclear what they're doing to compensate the passengers.
Well, how about you start with getting the bags back?
For some of them, most people got it the next day, but for others, it was 2 days later.
Jeez.
Before they got their bags. And then lastly, for me, I'll tell you that both men and women who want to go after Hugh Jackman, he is back on the market. After 27 years of marriage, he and his wife are divorcing.
You know,
in joint statement, Jeremy, they said, our journey now is shifting.
I love that they use journey. Our marriage journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could get all gossipy a little bit. I have never thought that those two look like they go together. If you do some Google images searches, that's all I'll say about that. I just feel like they never really paired up. But they've been together forever, I guess.
27 years. She robbed the cradle, man. She's 67. He's 54. Good for her.
Wow.
Hugh Jackman, again, available. So,
well, hold me back.
Planning now, yeah.
Your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
Today is a good day. It's National Cheeseburger Day, Dom. And there's all sorts of polls and stats about how many Americans love their cheeseburgers, blah, blah, blah. And then the cheese stats come oozing out, you know, what cheese you put on there. I'm a pepper jack provolone on my cheeseburger.
Solid choices.
Pretty good combination right there. How about you?
Yeah, I like both of those, and just basic good old-fashioned cheddar works for
basic
me.
Basic yellow cheese slapped on there.
You know, right across the parking lot from us, have you ever had one of those illegal burgers on the other side of the
parking
lot?
I have not,
It was
pretty
really
tasty.
Good. They've got one that's got some jalapeno on there, and it's a pretty tasty burger, buddy.
Yeah, it's pretty. That sounds pretty good. And then, of course, there's a bunch of deals going on today, so if you want to do your own Google search on the hamburger/cheeseburger deals today, they're everywhere. I have some stats this morning. Well, one big stat, essentially, on how much you would pay for love. There's some recent data out showing that the average American is going to spend about $120,000 in dating before they finally decide to get hitched. So I thought of all those years you were out in the dating scene, Dom, and... Does that seem about right?
I've never thought about that before.
$120,000.
Add up all of those decades of being a bachelor. What did it cost me?
And now here's what they're including. Romantic dinners.
By the way, you got to throw in the water heater.
Yes, and that's the thing. There's dinners, very thoughtful gifts, which is what you were doing. And they even include like grooming and cosmetic products to make yourself look good and smell good before you actually go out on these dates. Because otherwise, I guess you wouldn't be doing that. Anyway, and they say what racks up even more debt is the accidental overspending, attempting to impress your dates, and there's some other stuff that's not that great.
Trips, let's add
trips
in there.
Yeah, there's some.
I paid for some pretty bad arse trips.
Did you?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's kind of eye opening, isn't it? $120,000 just trying
to woo
somebody. Amount. It's pretty darn insane. Well,
and I wonder what's more expensive, those years of being single or now being married with a stepdaughter.
Right.
Doesn't matter either way.
Man, it's expensive
to
be in love.
It's
so expensive. Well, once you do finally land that perfect person, they have a story out this morning about the number one mood killer in the sack when you're trying to get your freak on. And the number one slot came in at bad breath. Ew. And it goes on to talk about how many people have, you know, faked their arrival because the other person had bad breath and they just wanted to get it over with, essentially.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Faking the big O.
Oh, it's so bad. So stinky. So keep some mints on the nightstand, all right? The Food and Drug Administration is looking into reports concerning the iPhone 12. So if you have an iPhone 12, pay attention. extension. It's supposedly emitting high amounts of radiation coming off this thing. The 12 was recently banned in France. And Germany, France. Belgium, Spam, they're all looking at banning it as well. And now America's looking at it because apparently you glow in the dark.
And it's just
use
the 12.
Your iPhone 12 specifically. They say
wonder
Apple.
Why just that one?
Apple's looking to send out a software fix. I don't know how software could fix the amount of radiation coming off of it, but apparently they can. More than 81 million iPhones were sold in 2021. And they say that a lot of these have been linked to cancer and fertility issues. Womp, womp, womp. That's not good at all. That's scary, actually. And you think of, like, you're holding that thing up to your head. It's on your hands. I think about that a lot because I like to drive with my iPhone, like, kind of slid in my crotchal area sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, you hook it in there while you're driving and so it doesn't slide around.
Well,
and
you've had a vasectomy, so it doesn't really matter.
I know, but I don't want my bits and pieces falling off.
Mm. I walk around, I carry my phone in my left front pocket.
That's very close to your bits and pieces as well.
Mm-hmm.
You better rethink where you're carrying that, dude. Anyway, if you have an iPhone 12, it might be time to upgrade.
Clickbait.
Make your way over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A bunch of jawline experts got together, and they have deciphered, and they're letting us know that Gigi Hadid has the ideal jawline. I posted a picture of it on our Facebook page.
I gotta see it.
She has an angle of 141.9 degrees, which they say is close to the perfect angle of 142 degrees. They say a larger angle on women is seen as more feminine compared to the flatter, more square look that is idealized in men. So she's got a 141.9 degree slope, and she looks pretty good. They say it's funny. It truly was like a bunch of face/jawline experts talking about this because they were talking about how many, you know, face-to-face meetings there are now because of the pandemic. We've all shifted to these video call meetings, and we're hyper focused on everyone's faces now. So they deciphered the perfect jawline that makes everybody like, ooh.
I'll have to take a look.
Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.